want to start off by asking you about the opportunity that you have to face LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long, two ex-teammates in the Super Bowl.
You know, I think it's a credit to those guys as much as it is to us. The work they put in, you know, obviously, you know, LeGarrette being here for a couple of years, but, you know, Chris just 1 year. But hardworking guys, and obviously they took that same attitude to Philadelphia. And me and Chris had talked weeks ago how cool it'd be for, you know, both these teams to be in this situation. So it's a great opportunity. I look forward, you know, a little trash talking out there with those guys. But obviously they were great teammates and good friends of mine. So, you know, same thing I said about Logan, though. I'm not here to be friendly and hope it ends in a tie.
Devin, when you think back to your first Super Bowl experience, I know it can be a circus leading up to it. At what point in that game does that sort of fall out of your mind and you just start concentrating on the game?
You mean like all of like family and like,
yeah.
I'm already at that point. My family is pretty easygoing. They make it easy on me. So that was yesterday. We took one day. We kind of figured all that out. Now it's a game. You know, it's all about going and playing that game. And I think Bill said it the best today. You know, when we look back at this game, we won't be looking to see if we got, you know, double beds in a hotel room, or, you know, we'll be thinking about how we played in the game. Did we win? Did we? So, you know, that's going to be my focus going forward, is going out there and trying to put myself and my teammates in the best situation to win.
Devin, you guys have, to your left here, you guys have been able to limit the number of penalties you take. Is that just a matter of executing better than the team you're going against? And how much does Bill emphasize that throughout the week?
A lot, because earlier in the season, as a team, we weren't doing well in penalties. And he always talks about mental toughness of executing, but executing when we're tired, executing in situational football, you know, and I think the repetition and I think the focus of not having penalties in practice. Obviously, we don't have refs, so, you know, it's, you know, it's not a flag going up every time you commit a penalty. But with the coaches being on it, you know, about our technique and our fundamentals and not messing that up, and that allows you to play penalty-free but still play aggressively, was something we've talked about, you know, since the beginning of the season when we were struggling with penalties. So it obviously pays off when you can play good football and execute and not get penalties. And win that, you know, that field position battle against your opponent, that would definitely help you.
Devin, is there a point during the week that you would share to some of the players who haven't been there the feeling of what you had in 2011 when you went there and you didn't come out with the victory, so that you don't want to have that feeling?
Yeah, I think a couple of us have already talked about that, and the coaches have talked about that, of how important it is, you know, obviously to make it, you know, to win that AFC championship is huge. You know, you have fun, celebrate that. But you can't forget, you know, that winning that game allows you the opportunity to play in the biggest game of the year, and how you want to be prepared. And you don't want that confetti falling as you're walking off the field, you know, and the other teams winning. You just, it's a terrible feeling. You know, there's no words you can say. You can tell somebody till you're blue in the face, but I think the biggest thing is by example, you know, being prepared, coming in here ready to work each day. Guys feed off of that, and I think that starts at the top. Our coaches are going to be on it. I think our older guys, our leaders need to be on it, and let it trickle down through the team.
Hey, Dev, do you think that defensively you guys come a long way this year? Do you feel like you've played your best game as a group so far this season?
Hopefully not, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it in a week. You know, this is a very tough offense we're playing against. Very balanced in everything they do. You know, if they have a certain amount of plays that go outside and they have a certain amount that go inside. You know, if it's a crossing route or, you know, a short throw that they hit, they have the same look and go deep off of it. So, you know, there's talented players all across the board, you know, stable of tight ends. A bunch of running backs, you know, different receivers that do a bunch of different things well. And, you know, I think you saw last week where Foles is able to be accurate enough to hit guys in traffic and then take advantage when they get behind the defense throwing the deep ball. So defensively, we're gonna have to do our job. You know, we can't. No player is gonna be able to be out there and do two things at once because they have too many plays that hurt. You know, different sections of your defense. So each guy's gonna have to do their job and do it well for us to have a chance to win next Sunday.
Devin, this is related to the question about penalties. We don't get to watch practices in the regular season, but during training camp and joint practices in particular, one thing stands out. When a guy commits a penalty or there's an errant snap, he runs a lap. And you don't always see that from the other team you might be practicing against. When you got to the NFL and the Patriots and you saw that, guys running laps, what were your thoughts at the time? Because, you know, for some, it may seem like that's not the way to do it in the NFL. If
that makes sense. To me, it's Bill mad at, like, small fundamental things, you know, whether it's the center, quarterback exchange, being offsides, penalties I think that he feels are, you know, a cause of just us not being on it. So you hate it as a player. But I think overall you see the focus it makes you have on some of those small fundamental things that – hurt you when you don't have them. You know, I don't think you think about it. You don't think about a guy, you know, getting off on a snap count but not being offsides until he's offsides. And then it's huge if it's third and one, fourth and one, it hurts your team. So I think because of us having to do those tedious things and always being on it, we kind of stay out of some of those situations that rarely come up. But when they come up, they really, you know, can hurt you and derail your team. So as tedious as they are and annoying as they are, I think in the long run, when you get to be in situations like this, you appreciate it more.
Devin, you guys as a secondary have played a good amount of football together, most of you at least. We've been talking about situational football with a few different guys. Do you find yourself out on the field reminding guys certain things that may get repeated in practice, whether it's, you know, tackle inbounds or protect the field goal, those kinds of things, even though you guys have played as often as you have together?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all always doing that. You know, it's, you know, we get in certain situations and we know if we tackle a guy, that's the end of the half, or it'll be hard, you know, if they don't have any timeouts to run a field goal team on, or, you know, there's situations we get where, you know, it's second or third down in the red area, depending on how much time's left, they got to go to the end zone and then kick a field goal. So if that comes up between KV or E-Rob, whoever has the helmet, and Matty P yelling to him, or, you know, whichever one of us remembers something, you know, we, between myself, Chung, Duran, Malcolm, like guys that have been out there a long time and been here for a while to hear all these situations talked about, we're always trying to remind each other. So it's not just me. I think it's collectively us as a group trying to stay on that together. I don't know. I hope so. Who wouldn't want to sound like Bill? Don't you guys interview him so you could go home and tell your wife like different football things and sound smart?
Well, you're sort of like a different
octave than you. Yeah, but I mean, it's all about if you're saying the right thing and you can impress your wife. Try it today.
What does it tell you about the Eagles? They've been able to keep it rolling when Foles took over.
A good football team. You know, Phil knows we were at Comcast yesterday and Mayo talked about that, you know, as much as everyone talked about, you know, Tom's hand and how big of a deal that was. He talked about the team being an overall good team. And I think that's the same thing with the Eagles, you know, Wentz, Sproles, Peters, you know, you have all these guys that go down, you know, that usually hurts a lot of teams. But when you have a good overall team, I think that believes in each other and each guy in that locker room, you saw they just kept rolling, and I think a lot of people doubted them, thinking like, you know, they were done, because obviously Wentz is a really good football player, but you know, it just shows football is a team game. You need to have an overall good football team, especially to be playing in this last game. You know, you rarely hear a team that has, you know, just a one star player or just good on one side of the ball and or just good on offense and defense and the worst special team. Like, that just doesn't happen to get to this point. So you'll see two good overall football teams battle next Sunday.
Hey, Devin, it's well known that the Patriots offense in Super Bowls hasn't scored a point in the first quarter.
Is that well known?
I thought it was well known amongst the room. Has that fact put any stress on the locker room this week? Are you giving the offense grief about that? Or is it being discussed at all?
I had no idea of that stat. So, no, I wouldn't say that's too popular in the locker room right now.
You can tell your wife that.
Yeah, she won't. She's not impressed by those things.
Just when you look at them on film, they appear to be a lot like you guys. They don't make mistakes. How well coached can you see this team is when you watch them on film?
Oh, they look very well coached. I mean, they're top in the league defensively in 2 minute, top of the league offensively in 2 minute. You know, their situational football is great on third down, red area. So, to me, you can tell they're going over a lot of those small things. Coaches are hitting them. The players understand them. You know, and you can see that they outscore their opponents offensively in really all four quarters. So they don't really lack in anything. So we can't afford, you know, bad fundamental plays or, you know, a guy not doing his job here or there and give up a play because it's not going to come back around. Like we're not going to be able to rely on them, you know, messing it up and allowing us an opportunity to take it. Like it's just not going to happen often. So, we're going to have to play our best football because we know they're going to probably play their best football.
Devin, one of the things that Bill said earlier today about defending the Eagles and their balance that you discussed is that you may be in a situation where you read your keys and they could be correct and you might anticipate correctly on it the first time, but the next time you may see the same kind of look and you read your keys and it's a different play. Can you describe the challenge of that?
That's why I said it's not just one or two guys. It's every guy doing their job, you know. So if your keys take you here and my key's supposed to bring me right behind you and the first time the play goes outside, so it's like, all right, that's that outside play, and I don't move behind you. And this time it comes inside, but I'm not doing my job. So now, you know, what happens, it trickles down. So the next time you get your same key, you're a little more hesitant because the guy next to you didn't do his job. So that's why it's always key, because as hard as it is when you get, you know, your same key but a different play, but if you're all on a string, we like to say, you know, it allows you to play free knowing that, you know, whether it's the three linebackers or the four guys or five guys in the secondary, if we're all moving together or the guys up front, then you know, if my key tells me something that's a little off because they knew a new play, I still got my guy coming to my right or left that's going to fill that gap. And, you know, we'll still be okay to be sound against that play, you know, but then it'll come down to tackling and making a play in different one-on-one situations.
Building off Bob's question a little bit, at least from the outside, they appear to have had some success with Foles in the run-pass option. What are some of the challenges of defending an offense that likes to run that?
I would say probably some of the one-on-one situations they'll put you in, you know, when you have that run-pass option, you know, pass players that sometimes turn in to run players because a guy's blocking them, you know, a receiver or a tight end, you can't free up and just go to the ball because you still have to cover your guy because he's not blocking, he's running a route. So for you, it's a pass play, you know. So for the six or seven guys in the box, it might be a total run look. So you might not gain any help underneath because they're playing a run. So individually, matchup-wise, if we're in man-to-man or it's a zone and a guy's in our zone, like we got to be sound and be able to play, you know, what we're getting. You know, it's a run-pass option. So it could be a run, but if you're getting a pass play in coverage, then you need to play the pass. So when the pass comes up, you're ready to play, and the guys up front that play the run have to play the run.
Devin, putting you in the way back time machine just for a minute, when you played Pop Warner or even high school, who did you root for to make the Super Bowl, and did you ever dream you were the guy making the big play in the biggest game?
I was a Cowboys fan growing up, but, yeah, I think everyone dreams about, you know, making a big play in a Super Bowl. And then I think you get there, and it's like, I just want to play good and win. You know, I don't care if I make the play or somebody else makes the play. So I'm fortunate enough to be in my fourth. So, I don't care who makes any big plays. As long as we come out the winner, I'm for it. Thank you.